Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly sunny. We'll have a high in the mid-70s. Around the area, Kenosha, still 63 degrees, 64 in Burlington, 65 Milwaukee, and 64 degrees in Racine. Police in Racine still seeking the offender in a Sunday shooting from the 1100 block of Blake Avenue. A news release indicates the victim was taken to Ascension All Saints Emergency with critical injuries. They're also asking for the public for any help with information that might get them to the shooter in this particular case. Just before 12:30 this morning, there was a police pursuit involving a mini bike from the Mount Pleasant-Sturtevant area. It went through, among other places, the Target parking lot into the city, partly into Humble Park, and it ended with an arrest in the 2400 block of Grove Avenue. Sunday afternoon, a Racine County Sheriff's deputy arrested a motorcyclist at gunpoint, Highway 75 south of the Highway 20 roundabout. This was after a chase, the initial attempted stop. The motorcyclist reportedly doing 92 miles an hour in a 55 zone. Be aware in Milwaukee County, especially I-43, that there are going to be more sheriff's deputies out on patrol. The acting sheriff, Richard Schmidt, says the thuggish shootings from last week is the reason for that. His department right now looking for Jonathan Perez for allegedly shooting a man last Friday on 43 near Capitol Drive. They're also checking into a shooting from last Monday near the Marquette Interchange, that following another shooting that occurred at I-43 at Walnut Street. It's a regulation of short-term housing rentals in Wisconsin that's being amended with a provision into the new state budget that Governor Walker signed. This allows for stays of up to 7 days on rentals, but nothing more. Shannon Hayden with the Walworth County Land Use and Resource Management Office says this is going to have a negative impact on their community, noting that websites like Airbnb, short-term rentals really weren't that much of a problem, at least not in the past.
Mostly if you wanted to rent something, it was usually word of mouth, friends of friends. Maybe you put an ad in the paper. Maybe there was a property manager or somebody was really engaged with who was staying in the home, and now all of these transactions can happen simply with credit cards. The owners never have to even meet the people, and so what was starting to happen is, a parent rents the house for post-prom, and now there's 50 kids with kegs out front.
Big problem enough in Walworth County, she says, that a part-time investigator every summer gets hired just to handle these kinds of complaints. Walworth County uses zoning to regulate its rentals, the city of Kenosha recently adopting a licensing method as well. Unclear whether that type of regulation runs counter to the new state law. A lot more apparently behind the scenes about Foxconn and the $10 billion LCD screen manufacturing plant than what is known so far, which isn't all that much, given it's just speculation about where this gigantic plant is going to actually be built. It's speculation about land south of Highway 11 in Mount Pleasant. Now, the Milwaukee Business Journal is saying that Foxconn Technology Group is close to leasing an industrial building south of Highway 20 on Globe Drive, where it could start to assemble products before the big facility is completed. Meanwhile, the publication also has real estate sources speaking on the condition of anonymity, indicating Foxconn is deep in these talks to lease that almost 156,000-square-foot industrial spec building. It was completed last year by the Opus Group. If the deal for the lease is completed, and a substantial investment might also be made in assembly equipment and what's known as a clean room. The spec building could also continue to host assembly operations. It's just a little strip of green space owned by the city of Racine. It has a number of utilities underneath it. The Storino Funeral Home on Northwestern Avenue has been manicuring it for years now, and it looks like there's an agreement that's been worked out between the two sides for the business to extend the decorative fencing and landscaping there to incorporate this additional space. The Public Works Committee in Racine talked about it recently. It's called a revocable occupancy permit. This would put the burden on the funeral home should any utility work have to be done there after the fence gets installed. This is Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen.
Be able to provide the city water department, gas company, whoever might have need to work on those utilities on an emergency basis. Free and open access to that.
Daryl Storino accepting the fact the utilities would need to gain access to the site from his property.
If the fence is the issue, we might have to disturb, I'll take responsibility. Okay, I'll pay for the fence if it has to be removed, relocated, then so be it.
The strip of land is right next to Northwestern Avenue, which, of course, was reconstructed last year and realigned to make the nearby intersection more of a 90-degree angle. As for that permit, it includes a $150 application fee. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board's got a public hearing at 6 o'clock in the Administrative Services Center building. It's seeking approval from the state for less instruction time. This is regarding a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction to provide 13 hours less in the classroom than the 1,337 hours currently required with the given school year. The reduced hours would apply to freshmen, sophomores, and seniors at Case Park and Horlick, as well as Walden 3, the Real School, and Racine Alternative Learning. The reason, to provide one day for juniors to take the ACT exam. Meanwhile, the goal is to boost math scores in Racine Unified, and there's belief by administration that Alex can help with that. It's a research-based online math program that stands for Assessment and Learning in Knowledge Spaces. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca telling the Board of Education recently the one key element about this program, teacher-computer access all the time. She added that based on what Oak Creek did with Alex the last 4 years, she said their math scores have risen, in her word, phenomenally.
And two coaches that work specifically with those eighth grade teachers. One of the things we heard from the teachers is, and that's the reason for the coaches, I need somebody that's here that can help me on a daily basis answer those questions that I don't know. So we do have a pilot going through middle school right now, but it's not all in eighth grade. This initiative will actually put it in all eighth grade while we're piloting in some sixth and seventh.
She also noted that they brought this program into the high school algebra lab as a helping tool.
For a more focused, constructive way that our students can work on those algebra skills that they need, because it does span all of general math all the way through the higher level math classes. So the results that districts have got that we've looked at so far are very encouraging, and we expect that we're going to have the same kind of success with that.
Every classroom to have 10 computers, with the purchase being expedited to start improving the math scores right away. Racine Unified, of course, a bit on the clock, given the state's potential takeover threat later on without a better report card. And the Caledonia Village Board meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. Among the action items on the agenda, a conditional use permit for constructing a 24,000-square-foot building for Roland Machinery Company, including for office, shop, loading dock, and service space. This would be at the West Frontage Road at Highway K. And approving the draft 2018 village budget for a public hearing that will take place October the 23rd. At 6 p.m. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscast in podcast form in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.